Blog Talk Radio.
Dougie, you told me you've been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life,
all my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time.
All this time. Thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No.
All my life.
All my life.
To keep me down, I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void.
Child support, your only support.
For a visit, I'm going through courts.
Went to jail, they was chaining me up.
And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt theirself. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life,
all my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Never thought I'd make it out. No, no.
They couldn't
take
me, they couldn't
take
me. No.
All my life.
All my life.
Down.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Y'all enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code. Like I'm facing a Rico, and how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling they bad, fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murdered a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a play in his tunes all day in my room. Thinking damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't break me, they
couldn't
break me.
No.
All my life,
all my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday.
All right, y'all. How everybody doing today? I'm coming on here trying to get Siva done. He won't come in and help me out on his board. I'm still kind of in a bad way enough. If the person that's running the board don't stay on after 10 o'clock when they're in the host, it'll cut the show off. So I'm at least try to get in this host and get somebody to come in. And once they come in, you can talk as long as they stay on. Or once the show be going, if they leave, I just leave the board open if I fall asleep because I'm still on a bunch of pain medicine and in a real uncomfortable position. So I'm hoping that somebody come on in here and help me out here. Last week I had Chuck call in. He called in on the host number, so when he hung up, the show hung up, you know, after 10 o'clock. So I said, well, at least let me get the host number and everything where they are. I see y'all had a pretty good show and everything. That was fine. So I appreciate that. And if anybody out there can get a hold of Uncle Eric, could y'all please call him and get him in with y'all? It kind of interrupts me when he called me trying to set up the show and everything. And like right now I'm talking to y'all and trying to get the show going and playing my host music. And he called and make the board fade away. And I only got one object to work the board with tonight and look at the board. And it'll take the board away. Then I got to pull it back. So I don't know if anybody can get in touch with Uncle Larry or not, but try to get him on the line with y'all. And that would help me a lot. All right, we got a hand open. I'm hoping that's my man.
What's up,
is that you, my man? That's what I'm talking about. Thank you. That's so appreciate you coming in, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, look, before we go any further, man, I want to share some information. We lost another grudge racer today.
Yeah.
Guy from Georgia, drive the Black Magic Mustang. He used to have the car that Corner Vines had, the chopper car. His name was Roger Bishop. Roger passed on today, and I'm just saying that I'm asking for everybody to just keep his family and everybody prayed up, you know what I'm saying, because Roger was a pretty good guy, good grudge racer. He did chassis. He did a number of things.
So yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, he went on today.
Sorry to hear that, man. I also had an auntie that passed away a couple of days ago. And, you know, she was a real good auntie. And you know, she was in a nursing home for a while. And she slipped away. And I can't pay my condolences or nothing, but she know I got her. You know, best I can and everything. So, you know, last night they had a pretty good show going, and I see that episode happen again where they still ain't rolled up enough to understand, you know, they disrupt the show when they call people out their name that don't want to be called out their name, and all they do is just disrupt the show. You know, ain't nobody going to stick themselves out there and say who they is or, and when I really don't want them to, and make it no fight out of it. So, you know, why do it? Why do it? And, A.D., if you hear me, could you call Uncle Larry for me, man, and get him on the show? Because I'm trying to get my show started. He started calling and texting. I can't keep disrupting my show. And in a minute, these nurses are going to be over here taking vitals and stuff, and I'm going to have to go on mute. So, if anybody can call Uncle Larry and get him on, please do that for me. Yes, sir. So I'm doing the best I can, cook a little. And I sure appreciate you coming on to help me and stuff, man.
Oh, got to, my brother, got to. You know, I'm always here. Yes, I'm always there. Hey, I may be late sometimes, but I'm always try to be there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I sure appreciate it too, man. I sure ain't got too much a train of thought, man, because, you know, I'm sitting here trying to keep myself comfortable as best I can, man. And that ain't been too easy, you know. So I'd be glad when somebody come and help me out, you know. Yeah, I can't lay in the right angle or nothing, man, and 1 minute I'm hurting in one spot, next minute another spot, and I just can't get all the way comfortable, man. You know,
hard,
I wouldn't be
bro.
So bad till I get to the point where I can, you know, get right, where I can hold my skin the right way and stuff. Cause, you know, I think I got some pretty good nurses tonight, and I think they're going to try to keep me as comfortable as they can. So I hate to just let y'all down and don't open the show up, and y'all might have something to talk about, you know. Again, man, I wanted to mention week four last when one of the track managers at 41 came on and gave us some information, you know, about what was going on and everything. I think that was real valuable and, you know, and it was very informative. And I think the people wanted to hear that. And I think most of them, not all of them, most of them want to give them a chance. You know, you still got some people doubting and, how you going to doubt? Give people a chance to see, you know. And if they say they're going to do it, they're going to do it. I got word that they're going to start on it this week. Matter of fact, they finna get ready to start on it coming up week. And that's going to be a good thing. Make their progress and try to get the track grind to where people want it. And then if they get all them bolts out of it, then there ain't nothing to talk about. Then it's just crack prep. You know, if you don't call me in, then sign out, you know. If you get the track where you can fly down there with a funny car and you don't call me in, if your computer saying it's good, sayonara, because it's just in your heart not to come. You know, but we going to have fun. We ain't going to put no extra, I know, you know, we ain't rich, so we ain't going to put no extra grief on ourselves. And we don't have to. We going to travel. But just to test, if we got a track around good enough to test, we're going to test here, and we're going to have our races here and try to make them successful. And when people see us beat them certain people's aces, then they ain't got no excuse. Or no, they ain't got to come still. But that excuse is over with. I'll tell you right now, we're going to try to help 41 prove that. That a grudge car can go down there flying to it. Because we're going to try to have the fastest, or one of the fastest, one or two. No less than three in the whole state in the grudge car. So what I'm saying, we actually trying to come and take over. So if that happens, I want to see you. All you guys, I know y'all got a lot of tracks down south that y'all don't have to go far to travel to save money. But just come support every now and then, you know. Don't leave your cars at home or send your dollars up here. Bring yourself. Bring your car, you know. We're going to bring ours. We ain't holding nothing against nobody. How about you know? A lot of guys that can make it, they won't. And it'd be nice to see you. It'd be nice to see you. What they call a boy in that movie, come on home. Come on home, we like to see you.
Welcome home, Roscoe Jenkins.
Yeah. And not Roscoe, what's the other one name? The one that got whooped in the bar.
Who the hell got whooped in the ball? What are you talking about?
You know that movie, Hustle and Flow.
Oh, you talking about Skinny Black.
Skinny Black, yeah. That. Welcome home,
Skinny Black.
Yeah, Luther played that. Welcome home, Skinny Black. I still got one of your old mixtapes, man. You remember this joint?
Yeah.
You know, so. Yeah, man. So it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. We going to have fun, man. We got some big name people going to come down here with us this year, too. We're going to have Bodie and his family and the people that he know going to follow him up here. So you can expect that. And the schedule opened up enough, and he promised that he, you know, if he can get it, he's going to be here on the 15th of June at our event, the Clock Off and True Grudge event. I also want to mention to my crew and my family, Clock Off, and also I want to mention to my one of our sponsors, Big Sam. You know, thank you for the sponsors and everybody else that come on and enjoy these shows with us and everything. I appreciate y'all, you know. So that's the one only reason I still try to do this show, because I know y'all have fun with it, you know. I don't like super wild stuff when it happens, but, you know, sometimes emotions are hard to control, you know. And I try not to, I don't want that to happen, but I can't control it. And when it happens and go too far, then I just got to shut it down. Some people say I shut it down too late, but how can you shut it down too late when you know, when you don't know when it's going to flare up to that level? Sometimes people get a little rise and then they go on past it like they did last night. You know, after they got the little rise and people started talking, they left it alone. They went away from it. They started talking about the right things they want to talk about, you know, which was very nice. And I don't know what happened. I think Blog Talk was kind of acting up last night. The reason the show went off, I don't think Sam hung it up, because it was past all the riffraff stuff, you know. It didn't last too long, you know. So what's going on, Crooked? Light up.
Not much, man. Just, we, like I said before, we finally got some good news with my grandson. He on top of the transplant list, and last week they did all this testing and everything.
Man.
And we found out one more thing about him that we didn't know. He suffers from epilepsy. He does have seizures, so they put him on medication for that.
Oh, okay.
But hopefully we can get this kidney for him. We can get him, you know, straightened out, and then I can get the travel.
Yeah, get him straightened on out.
I possibly can get my butt to Chicago like I've been wanting to, but, you know, that's been my biggest holdback, him going in the hospital so much. But, you know, other than that.
I've been wanting to come down there and visit you too, man, but like you said, there's been so much going on, you know. I can't keep myself out the hospital for one, but eventually, man, I'm going to make my way. And if I don't make it that way, Chicago will make it that way. And I'm going to go everything that went down, and I'm going to point my finger at everybody that I want them to hit, you know.
Oh,
in that order, we're going to point some fingers, brother. And we ain't just coming. We basically ain't just coming for the people up north. I mean, it's the ones that don't want to run up this way. We got to slap them down there, so I ain't got no problem with that either, you know. So.
Yeah. So,
see if I see this board
like
that's been flashed
like
out
that
on.
Old Western movie. You like that old Western movie?
Yes, sir.
Have
got
gun,
a hand
we'll,
up.
Have gun, we'll travel.
Yes, sir. We'll travel. Yes, sir.
Big Eddie, Crooked Ladder, what's happening?
What's up, kid? Like kid always say, oh, no, not the finger point of his list.
Yes, indeed. What's happening?
What's up, kid?
Yeah,
nothing much.
I love what Brother D said last night.
I got a question. Yeah. Anybody heard anything about the first ass cutting that's supposed to be going on tonight and tomorrow?
Oh,
yeah, well,
it's still scheduled
for the still scheduled.
It started tonight. And they raised the date tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
This evening.
Oh, Sunday too, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, it might be 3 days. I remember I know it's not tomorrow because there was some races locked in for that I saw on Facebook.
Yeah, 17th and the 18th, those are the dates.
Oh, we need somebody now with some ears on to call and give us some reports.
Well, they probably just
somebody got some ears on.
Yeah, I think they're just testing tonight.
Yeah. And Hey, so you got your board open, Crook-A-Lot, or was you able to open up your board?
No, I can't do that, bro. I can't get on there like that. I'm on somebody else's line now.
Yeah, I thought you didn't, but that still only lasts so long. You know, I thought you were going to still open up the board on the other little object and help along.
It's that 319 number that the phone companies have a problem with, you know what I'm saying? And like I told that lady, I'm going back up there and talk to that other representative up there, and I'm going to tell them, like, yeah, I never had this problem until this year. Well, you know, last year, coming into this year. So if y'all can't do no better than that, then I'm finna change phone services. That's all to it. And another guy said he did the same thing, said they fixed it where he could do that. But I should have been grandfathered in. I've been with the company for like 13, 14 years or so.
Yeah.
And they just sold out a year before last, and they started that crap.
Yeah, man. Well, I definitely want to get Ryan his shout-out for Grudge Race of the Year. I want to welcome Willie Dog for recognizing. You know, it's been a long time since they just really recognized somebody from up this way. So I really appreciate him, you know, recognizing and give to whomever, whether it was him or Zabo, you know. Both of them were deserving of it. You know, I think, you know, I like what they did when he went down there and just took them boys' money and wanted them to come home with it. You know, it gave him a little more leverage to me because he took a little more money home. You know, and he was racing people that he shouldn't even been racing. You know, and he did that even with the man that assassinated him. But, you know, he going to get right, and I don't believe he going to just fall down, you know, trip and fall and not try to come back. But, yes, sir, congratulations to Mr. Ryan for your accomplishment. There's just some things that Mr. Ryan be saying all the time that ain't true. And he ought to stop making himself look bad when he said ain't nobody up here that won't race him. If it ain't number one, which I know is more than one, we'll race you now, whether we can win or not. That's another story. Well, we already locked in with your partner, so you know you got good damn well. We're gonna try to get that ring with you, mister. So sit that down, bro. Sit that down. You make yourself look bad by just saying that, man. You feel what I'm saying, Crook-A-Lot?
Hey, you told him. He heard you, I guess.
Yeah, he probably hear me. He probably on here. You know, they don't be on no herd of race on
somebody
here.
Somebody tell him.
Yeah, they'll tell him. But that's why I can talk tough without any interference, you know, and then when they come on here, I can let them go and rock this, knock themselves out with their little invalid threats and all that kind of stuff, man. We ain't scared.
Mm-hmm.
No, fuck, kid, we ain't scared. And Willie Dog, my man, but he got a head cracking coming to me.
Uh-oh.
He got a head cracking coming. He been acting for it. But we don't want to whoop him too fast. Even he's slow, he popular. Then some people think that we whooped him, that we faster than what we is, and he ain't fast. You know, so we don't want to whoop him too fast, man. Cause he's slow. He's something like a turtle. He's something like a turtle, man.
Don't go down there and whoop up on Willie George, Willie Dog, and catch you a charge down there. Now talking about some old folks abuse.
I'm old too. I mean, I ain't old as him, but you know, once you get a certain number, it don't matter. As long as you're old, you know.
Yeah.
He older than me, and I got more problems than him. So I think that make us even.
Oh.
He's living good.
Well,
living good.
Well,
I know what you mean, man. But you know what they call me, right?
Talk to me.
Dog catcher. Why must I feel like that? Why my eye catch the cat? It got to be the dog in me. Man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody got racing on their mind, because I think this is going to be the year. That's going to be a breakout year for everybody, especially the North, because we ain't just broke out in a long time. And we've been picking up every year. And even though people say ain't nothing going on up here in line, it's going down. And we got some good cars up here. They're compatible with cars all over the world. We just as compatible. We probably just ain't got as many that's willing to go. But we just as compatible up here. Yes, sir. Yeah, we is. And I don't know where my duck at tonight. He gonna always try to find something to do. You know, and I just want to hear from him. Quack, quack, you know. quack. And he promised he going to lock us in, so, and he all that. So I just want to make him, I want to just let him know. I know he got a few races to make. We can even put a clause on there, break clause on there if you want to, until after he has his last race or whatever, we have our last race. And ain't nothing in the way with me and him. And we can lock that purse in right after that. You know, we'll do the break clause with him because, you know, if he going to be scared, the rabbit going to run. If he going to race, he's going to get out. A quack, 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 go dun hunting. Quack, quack, quack.
Yes, sir. I don't think Chuck appreciates you talking about him like that.
Man, Chuck better go hang out with his buddy Daffy. That's what he best to do. And then he gets so fired up when somebody call him and tell him certain things. Did he want to come on and talk tough and nasty? Well, I ain't going to let him get me to talking nasty tonight. And he can talk tough all he want. But I done got my message across already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, sir. We coming at it, man. I'm sorry. We got to clear up some things up here. Right up here too, but we already got Cal City Cow locked in too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got him locked in for Tate Race. So he finished. He a done deal. And eventually we're gonna try to creep all the way up to the top. and whoever the top may be. The friendly ghost, I fade that black, you know.
Oh, man, not the unfriendly ghost and fade the black.
That's what I said, back to back.
I heard that.
What's up? Danye, my man, he cool guy, man. And the thing I like about Danye, a lot of time he be still listening to these shows and can on. And a lot of people don't think he come on the shows. But if I was to call him and he ain't busy, he'd come right on here and talk with me. You know what I'm saying? So I love that about Danye, man. He don't mind talking, man. But he need to he need to teach my man a few manners, you know.
And, what are you talking about?
Matter of fact, I'm gonna call him right now. Hold on. Let me dial his number.
Moving my feet to the disco beat. How in the world could I keep my seat? All of a sudden I begin to change. I was on the dance floor acting strange. Flapping my arms, I begin to cluck.
I gotta leave my message.
Hey, I'm going on mute. I got some company coming in the house. Ed, I'll come off mute in a little bit.
Yeah, leave him my message, man. All right. Well, he ain't answer. He ain't answer, so I'm just gonna open up this next mic.
Big Eddie, Big Eddie.
What's going on, Marvo?
Man, taking it easy, baby. Taking it easy. What's with them ducks out here in the background? What you got going on? You on the phone or something?
That was Chuck ringtone, and then out this phone and answer, I just left my voicemail.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Good shit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I appreciate him coming on the show last week and helping me out and everything. But that don't save him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, man. He's going to do some damage.
Yes, sir.
Don't fuck nobody up, Big Eddie. Don't fuck them up. Yeah, don't do that, man.
Got to.
Give him a pass. Tell him, did y'all locked in already, right?
Well, we ain't locked in all the way because he said he got a few races to do. We got a few races to do, so... If we get through the races where there ain't no nothing between us but him and the air, then we're going to lock it on in. On the 15th of June at US 41, that's one thing I like about that boy. I like him. He ain't scared to go down no tracks.
shit.
So we're going to get him right here at home. We're going to get the kids up this way a chance to see some of their heroes like Mr. Chuck. And they're going to be like, Chuck
going to kill him.
You know, because they all heard about Chuck, but they ain't heard about the bone. They ain't heard about the bone. They ain't heard much about the bone. And some people still not a believer. Matter of fact, the people out there are so much not a believer that even when we lock these people in, they still talk about somebody locking in and won't talk about our lock-in. So I guess they still don't think it's real. So we got to give them that feel,
well,
Brother Marvin.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you got to look at certain people who've been racing versus, y'all ain't raced in, what, a couple years, some shit like that. So So they go by what they've been seeing as of lately. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So you just have to make a statement, a few times, and then you got your crowd back.
I understand all that. We're gonna definitely draw their hearts back this way.
Once you crack you a few motherfuckers over the head, they're gonna be hollering, Mudbone.
Yes, sir.
Mudbone for
yes,
the
sir.
Win. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, we give them a
That's
pass.
Definitely our plan. That's definitely
yes,
our plan,
sir.
Marble. That's definitely our plan. Like I said, we ain't holding no iron to the fire on them. If they want to run over garbage cans and bend their knees, then, we accept that too. But we don't really want nobody bending on me. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So we're gonna do the best we can to get them a hand. That's our master plan.
Yes, sir. Good shit.
Yeah, man.
Good shit.
Yeah, so I take my hat off to all these brothers out here doing their thing. Keep on doing it. We out here to do it too, you know.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Good shit.
Uh-oh, got a hand
man,
up.
Man, what is going on here, man? What are y'all talking about?
We just speaking the truth, man. We just speaking
the truth. We talking about the comeback of Mudbone.
Oh, I thought you was talking about you take your hat off the people that's doing something. Then I heard Marvin talking. I say, shit, well, he ain't doing nothing. What the hell are you talking about him for?
God damn, bitches like that, dog. I'm going to sky your ass up, boy.
I ain't going to
have enough gauges and
band-aids
to fill that motherfucking wound of yours.
I hope so, big dog.
Nah, man.
I'm waiting on you.
I'm
going to
sky his ass up.
I hear you.
Yes, sir.
This is Black History Month.
That's right.
Everybody can dream.
Hey, even you, man.
It should have one. Yeah.
Everybody can dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
it's 2024. I won't have a year like last year. Last year was a disappointing year. Jeremiah knocked the fire out of my ass twice.
That shit gonna carry on over to 2024. He ain't gonna run me no more.
And then you show like you run me, so you just talking.
Man, Jeremiah say you sweet, nigga.
I like that.
Say,
I like when people think I'm foolish.
He said,
but
you
hey, I tell you what. I tell you what. Uh-huh. He won't do what I did him. If I'm so sweet, I bet he won't give me the back tie.
Well,
nah, you like
then,
that?
You know.
You like that?
No, no.
And
not
if
really
I'm so sweet, I bet you won't give me the back tie. How you like that?
But first, I got to whoop your head up. Then if I can do that, then I'll give you the back tie. I got to whoop your head up.
You said the right word.
Yeah, I said if.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I ain't going to underestimate you, man. I ain't going to underestimate you.
Yeah.
That's why I say if. Yeah. Hey, I ain't no secret. So tear your ass up, boy.
That's my man right there, that Marvel. That Marvel, that's my man.
I'm sorry,
we've been racing. We've been racing each other for some years, boy.
Yeah.
Long time, boy.
Yeah.
I remember you was a little snotty nose. I remember you was a little snotty nose kid when I used to come out there and get some work.
No, not the snotty nose kid.
Hell, you man, Vic used to be running around that goddamn shop picking boogers and picking up piping and shit. And
hey, Eddie,
and shit.
Don't listen to that shit because I don't think he's that much older than me, if he is older than me.
How old are you,
Mom? I'll be 50
this year.
Motherfucker, you ain't older than me. I'm older than you. What the fuck you talking about? So how the hell you saw me with some snot nose?
Oh, no.
Well, you know what, though? I guess Vic just looked like a little baby back then or something. I guess, because I swear I thought you was younger than me, dog.
No, I'm not younger than you, motherfucker. You just turned 50. I'm 51.
I'll be
52 this year. You younger. You young, nigga.
Hey, Vic, you know what it was? You didn't have no hair on your face.
I still don't got no hair on my face.
Exactly. So that's why I thought you was younger than me.
Oh, okay. It's okay. It's all
man,
right.
That's why I thought you was younger than me, man.
Yeah, it's good. That's cool.
Damn,
we
I thought
still,
I had
you
had still,
my guy.
A couple of years. Oh,
no,
no,
sir.
Right?
No,
I
sir.
I thought I had you by a couple of years or something.
No, sir.
Damn.
Oh, man.
All this time. No bullshit, dog. All this time, I thought I was older than Vic, man.
No.
I know, because I can tell the way you had been talking.
Yeah.
You said that once before, exactly what you said tonight.
Yeah, I got to respect my elders now.
Mm-hmm. You know what time it is.
Damn.
Let me go check my birth certificate. You might be older than me.
No, I ain't older than you,
no.
Motherfucker.
Hell no. Eddie, I think Eddie turned 72 this year.
Oh,
man.
I feel like I'm past 92.
God damn.
Oh, I got a hand up. Let me go get this hand right quick, man.
Yeah, grab that goddamn hand, man.
Somebody's lying. What's going on?
Who lying?
Who we got there? Who we got there?
Woodrow.
No.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no. We ain't got the Woodrow.
Hey, man. I'm not Woodrow tonight, dog. Hold on real quick.
I'm more
sick. Yeah, if Chuck was on that, we probably heard that 100 times by now.
Wrong, Chuck.
Yeah, he be putting them sound effects in.
Where Chuck
you know,
at?
People
there,
thinking
Chuck,
it was
Chuck
me,
ain't
man.
Chuck ain't on here tonight. Chuck ain't on here tonight.
Chuck nodded up. just like the rest of his crew. They know when to duck, get out the way.
Oh, okay.
What is he doing?
And that truck say he got oil for it.
Hey, who the hell was that talking about that Woodrow shit?
I don't know.
Who the fuck was that?
Me. Me, Woodrow.
Who is me?
Oh.
None other. The Swedish.
None other.
Oh, that's a goddamn honeybee.
Honeybee.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening. Good evening to all the guys on the front line. How y'all doing?
All right, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How's everybody?
Everybody hanging in there, Mr. B. What's happening with you?
I ain't doing nothing. That's beating the highway up.
Oh, okay.
Are you doing something?
That's what's up. I ain't doing nothing but listen to the damn Marvin and keep talking shit.
He's drunk.
Knowing he ain't going. He drunk.
Hey.
You say he drunk?
Not today, baby. Not today.
I'm surprised.
Hey, maybe tomorrow, but not today.
I'm surprised.
Don't be.
People feel good Friday.
Well, no, see, that's the thing. I do it like on a Monday or Wednesday, Thursday, you know, some shit like that, you know.
Tell the folks the real truth. You drink when you get ready to drink.
Goddamn right.
All right, now.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact,
I'm a little short on my 40. I need 50 cents.
Give
me some.
I got you. Stay sober. Hey, stay sober enough to get your car right so you can get up there.
Uh-oh.
Man, dog, listen.
That's all I want you to.
Hey, man.
I don't want you to keep on talking about I'm coming, motherfucker.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Vic, because I'm not for sure.
Hold on.
Yeah.
That's Victor?
Yeah.
You know who it is. The one and only.
What's happening, Victor? What's happening,
What's
Victor?
Up, Mr. B?
I don't know. Listen, I'm concentrating on the highway. And I said, wait a minute, that ain't Big Eddie. Woo!
Okay, let me get back real quick before I
toast that.
Say what you had to say, man. Come on.
Yes. I heard through the grapevine that you was taking Toe Tagger to Phil.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a leave that bottle alone so I can get my shit together.
Get your shit together.
Yeah. And then once I
why is
it
echoing?
I don't know why it's echoing.
Hold on, that's me. Got to be me. Hold on.
Where's my goddamn piece? Oh shit, did I lose it? You left it at the liquor store. I ain't even been to the liquor store, B-Bop. Hell, see, you gonna make me go to the liquor store. You better stop. I might have dropped my shit. I hope you. Yeah, man. Oh, no, I didn't. Look at the black bag. Well, that's tequila.
I got a black bag on my feet, but it got sunflower seeds in it. It got sunflower seeds in it and some nylon later.
Brown paper.
Some nylon later.
Wait a minute, Georgia. Steel, Alabama.
Oh yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, B-Bop. I need you to hold some type of what they call it intermission. No, not intermission. What's the goddamn word?
Reserve.
Who?
Reserve.
No.
You don't have to hold a vital survival for his motherfucking death. That's what you're going to have to hold.
Ooh, damn.
I'm killing.
Get up that fucking round. He get up that fucking round. He going to get what he's looking for.
Hey, Vic, why you so mean, dog?
I'm not mean. I just mean business.
Mm.
Hey,
what T.I. son say? I'm standing on business.
Hey, Bebop, he ain't say that shit last year with Jeremiah.
Hey, I lost. I got up there, I lost. When's the last time you done ran anybody?
About 15, 16.
Okay, well, hurry
ago.
Up and get you. What taking you so damn long? Get your ass back up there.
Well, I just told you I'm going to leave the bottle alone and I'm going to get my shit together. I just told you that.
Well,
I'm going to leave the bottle alone and I'm going to get my shit together.
Okay. Hey, what is y'all doing?
Hurry up and get
your
shit together.
Hey, Vic, let me ask you this, man.
What's that?
If I make it to steal, which I plan on
you
it,
wanna play?
How much we going to run for?
I got a race locked in with Tidy Bowl already. I already got one race locked in. So after that race, my budget, I don't have an unlimited budget. I race on a budget. So.
Right, me too. But
I keep it 100.
Right, without doubt. So ain't no chance that I could lock you in before you and Tidy Bowl were
No.
Oh, okay.
After that race, then if you there and I like what I see, we go. I'm there.
Oh, okay. And what if you don't like what you see?
And what?
What if
you
don't
what
like
now?
What you see? What if you don't
I'm still
like
gonna,
what you
I'm
see?
I'm still going to lock you in. I'm not scared of you, Mom. I'm coming to play.
I mean, all I did was ask a few questions. That's all.
Okay, you got the answer. Did you get the answer you wanted?
Pretty much, yes. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that answer.
it's all good, brother.
Yes, it is.
We're gonna play. We're gonna bring back memories from over years and years ago.
No, dog, I ain't gonna do that, man.
What are you talking about?
Depending on what he's talking about. I mean, because we got plenty of memories from a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, we got history, Bebop. This ain't our first time getting engaged.
And I talked to my man Cleve too. He said Marvin, if we run toe tagger, he said, I want a personally bet man on the side. I said, I don't even know if man gonna be there. He said, I'm gonna call him. He'll be there.
Yeah.
Cleve said he want a side bet against man on toe tagger and Killer B.
That ain't no problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to change that name because you don't have a killer beast.
Oh, shit. You don't have a toe tagger.
I got a toe tagger. There's only thing. Hold it. Listen to me. But yet and still, there's only one toe tagger. There's plenty of killer beasts. It's okay. You didn't do it.
I'm just saying, how can toe tagger tag somebody when he's been getting tagged? That's all I'm saying.
I mean, everybody have a run into
mama.
You know what I'm saying? But when that first came out, toe tagger was doing a lot of tagging. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we ain't talking about that. We talking about now. This is 2024.
Hey, hello, Joanne.
I can't do nothing about
2023. That's right.
Hey.
That's right.
No,
sure, okay.
Yeah, you know I got to fuck with you a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
you
good.
I'm the chief meteorologist.
Are you the chief meteorologist?
No.
You shitting me?
I just got clicked in, man. I don't know y'all was on the show.
What's happening?
Who's that?
I'm listening, though.
Who is that?
I'm listening, though.
Who that is?
I ain't nobody. I ain't got no comment. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just a fan. Sorry, y'all. My bad.
Man, let him up, man. Let him up, man. Let him up. That's the one
yeah,
and only.
My bad.
Yeah.
Soap sound like you resting somewhere.
Yeah, I'm over here in the great state of North Carolina chilling out.
Uh-oh.
Nah. Uh-oh. Yeah. I'm just chilling.
Chief meteorologist, Chief meteorologist, I just see a sign that says Pensacola.
You want to go to bed?
Mobile.
We're going there with that.
Yep.
Oh, you down on 10.
Oh!
Sound like you down there on 10.
By 10.
You down here by me.
Who down here by me?
Cooking
down on 10, baby. Yeah, it's one of my favorite routes. This is my Valdosta route when I'm coming out of here.
So can you be down here? You don't call me and let me know you be down here, man. What's up with that, man?
I don't come down to your end. They send me down through what's the name? I come down through Hattiesburg and all that.
You right there by me?
They shoot from the field.
58 miles from Hattiesburg.
He ain't lying now.
58 miles.
I'll be heading east. Hey, I'll be heading east down with that wagon pool.
49.
My house right off 49. I'd be a lot of places. I just got to get to where I got to get to. Long way. Yes, sir. Hey, how far are you from Jackson, Mississippi? 3 hours to Jackson. 3 hours? Okay. 3 hours.
Jacktown.
Yes, sir.
You take 49 south out of Jackson, come down to Gulfport, Mississippi, you jump through up on the I-10, and you're going to pay it by three streets, Airport Road, Polk Street, and Martin Luther King. Turn on Martin Luther King, that's where I'm at.
Okay. I'm messing up the food.
That's how you watch this. We went in that back room with the rope in that back room. Man, this nigga was a safe thief. What?
Man, who got all that damn background noise?
Yeah. Somebody got all the background noise.
What the hell, y'all? Hold my mic up.
Somebody hit the mic.
Sometimes
man, them motherfuckers getting tired from Jack.
Hey, so we doing a thing over here. Get ready for the party.
We are, man.
Come on, buddy. Get about that party. Oh, yeah. We eating good, too. We have the birthday party tomorrow. Biba! Come on to town, Biba!
Nah, it put you in the queue, Leon.
You want me to take you out, or you want me to mic? Hey, if you don't tell it, tell it right.
I'm only leaking because I leaked in a motherfucker ass. The only good is your last race. Hello.
Damn.
Yeah, I done missed old in the queue before.
Mm-hmm.
It does it automatically. Yeah.
Yep.
What do I do, Leaky?
What'd you say, Eddie? What's
Eddie? I said, I've been throwing in the queue before. What you want to do? You want to mute it or you want me to mute you back?
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to mute. We got it over here for a minute. We got it. Hey, I'm going to say this and I'm going to go back on
mute.
I'm a bad motherfucker. Right. I looked on the internet, right? You know, NMCA and went back, right? Why I went through the pages, pulling through NMCA. Guess who up in that motherfucker, that badass 68 booth? Qualified.
Oh, man.
What? Qualified NMCA. Qualified number 28.
Oh, man.
I had 32 copies.
Okay.
The only black was up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
And
that's,
that's how you meet the motherfucker. You go back and find some history and you find me up in there. And let you know I've been around a long
that's
time.
That's up.
But I'm only good at my last race. I ain't gonna hold y'all up. I'll be back though. Let me finish talking shit. We over here getting ready for tomorrow.
Did you lose your last race?
No, I won it.
Oh, you won
it? I beat the hell out of some that ran out of life.
Show did.
Yeah, let us finish doing this over here. I'll be back.
Did you ask the questions? Did you win your last race?
I'm going on mute.
Who is it again?
Yeah.
With Lawrence, I gave him that Cadillac about four, five, and a break. Oh, okay. Yeah, 15 years ago. Yeah, probably 16, 17 years ago. God damn, man. No victim. Man, yeah, that's when I had that Monte Carlo, that gray Monte Carlo SS. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's right. You did have a Monte Carlo SS. Yeah, I remember that. Yes, sir. I was out there that night. You was out there that day, you mean? Because it was cold in a motherfucker. Well, it's time for you to come back.
Oh, and see if you can win your next race. I'm gonna definitely do that.
Hey,
yeah, that's easy work. That's easy work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's easy work, shit. Hell yeah.
Everything that seem or look easy ain't easy.
Oh, well, let me tell you this. I understand what you're saying, but when I say it's easy, trust me, it's easy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. I hope I'm the one that's next to you.
Oh, you will be. I'm going to show you
that it ain't as easy as you think it is.
Hey, Vic, if I don't got you, I don't want to get paid.
I like that.
Damn. Yes, sir.
I like
yes,
that.
Sir.
Oh,
let him up, man.
Yes,
let him up.
Hey, Stokey. Hey, Stokey. He just talking.
Yeah, okay.
He
all
just
right.
Talking.
Okay.
He just talking. See, that's the thing. On these shows, you can be anything and anybody you want to be.
Don't y'all run over nobody on these motherfucking shows now.
Yeah, but when you get to the track, when you get to that motherfucking track, it's a whole nother story.
No, I mean it can be.
I'm just keeping it real, kid. When you get to that track, it's a whole nother story.
Well, it is based on who you running.
They go to retracting their statements and everything else.
In other words, they reinvent the moonwalk. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. go to paying punk outs and all that shit. I don't want no punk outs.
Mm-hmm.
I want to whoop
I
your ass.
Wait a minute.
I don't want no punk out. That's what got me jacked up the last time. I ain't want no punk out. Jeremiah was supposed to pay the punk out. I didn't want the punk out. I gave him a chance to fix his car.
Mm-hmm.
I like the race, man. Yeah.
Hey, Vic, now that's some player shit.
I like
some
the race.
Player shit right there.
I like the race, man.
I'll second that emotion.
That is some player shit right there.
What up, Mr. B?
Hey.
Yeah. I'm going to take a page out your book, Dick.
But see, a lot of people, they live for that punk out. They want that punk out money because they don't really
want
to go anywhere.
Little money. Right.
Yeah,
because
they don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah, I'm going to take a page out. So when we get down to Alabama and something wrong with your car, I'm going to be like, Vic, fix your shit. I don't want your punk out money. Fix your shit.
I like that. But hopefully, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, ain't going to be nothing wrong. I'm going to be back where I need to be. I'm not really, to be honest, I should go ahead and lock you in, but I'm gonna play my cards right. Cause,
oh, yeah.
You sound like you'll get your mind, Stokes.
Well, Vic, we ain't got to run for a whole lot of money. We could run for $1,500.
I'm good with that. I like that. That's my kind of race.
Hey, what's happening? Yeah, I just want to fuck you up. That's all.
I like that.
I just want to fuck you up.
You hear me, Mr. B? You hear me?
That's all.
He just want to be able to say he whooped Toe Tiger. It ain't going to happen.
Shit, that's easy.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna do that before it even happens.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I ain't got nothing against what they say. You know, they say speak things into existence. So speak it.
You
speak
it.
Wait. Woodrow, you talking about running him before Bobby or at Bobby?
No. I gotta stay sober. Okay, and once I stay sober, I can go and get my mind right. And get this car together, and then, I can go and fuck them up real quick.
Sound like somebody getting on that two-step.
Stay sober, because I don't want you to have no excuses. somebody slipped you a bottle.
I buy my own bottle. Can't nobody slip me a bottle now.
Well,
I'm
don't go buy
own.
No more. You can't buy no bottles from 9 until Bobby Cole race, goddamn.
Now you're goddamn lying.
Who gonna monitor him?
I don't know, B-Bop. Hey.
Man, good luck with that.
Tell him again, B-Bop. Tell him again. Hey, Vic, B-Bop can't tell me to stop, can't nobody tell me to stop.
Okay, well, then don't buy one up until the week before the race, goddamn it.
Man, listen, man. I talk to him. And I talked to his beloved, his better half.
Uh-huh.
I said, he need to ease up off that motherfucking bottle. Now, I ain't been there. I ain't heard from her in a few weeks. But next time she around, I'm going to ask her, is this nigga ease up off that bottle?
And she going to say no. She going to say no.
See, I ain't even got to ask her then. See, because he already said he ain't.
Right, he done already asked.
She going to say no.
And I asked the man, I said, man, just ease up a little bit off the bottle, dog, for real.
Mm-mm. You know what she say?
I don't know.
She say, goddammit, listen, Marvin. You really do need to ease up off the bottle. She say, but I'm not your mama. I can't tell you what to do. She say, but if you want to keep doing it, keep doing it. She said, as long as these bills don't come up short, I ain't gonna fuck with you. I said, well,
Marvin,
bills ain't coming up short now, so we good.
I like that. But
Marvin say, Marvin say he contributed to the Boone Farm Foundation.
Boone Farm.
Hey, kid, man, that was back in the goddamn 80s, man. Come on, man. That was back in the
80s,
dog. Don't do me like that.
Hey, Marvin, you sound like Jesse Jackson. You keeping the hope alive.
Oh, man.
Oh, goddamn.
I found my thrill on Strawberry Hill.
Not Strawberry Hill.
You ain't got that by yourself,
Marvin, I'm just thinking while I'm tipping up the highway. Man, you got to be easy, cause you gonna need some security from Mr. Kidd and Stokes, maybe some more motherfuckers. Well, look here, I can recall just as vividly. I mentioned your name and Mr. I can see the hair.
Yeah, man, because tomorrow the real game.
Hey, Bebop.
Are you on the phone talking shit to, hello?
Yeah, Bebop, can you hear me?
That may have been me, man. I mean, I'm driving up the road. Y'all can hear you now.
Oh, goddamn.
Okay. I heard what you said, and technically, truthfully, Mr. is a nobody. I ain't worried about him.
What?
Yeah, I'm more worried about Toe Tagger than I am Mr.
Oh, you better be worried about Toe Tagger.
Hey, Vic, man. I just used that for an example because I ain't worried about Toe Tagger.
Hey, Brian, quiet waiting. I knew he was going to do it. But the only difference is he's been a nobody forever.
I knew he was
going to
bring him out the bushes. I knew he was going to bring him out the
bushes. I respect Marvin because he's an old guy. But tell Marvin to riddle you this. How does it feel to be in the game all your life and you ain't never been nobody?
Let me tell you this.
You've been talking a long time, and I've been listening. I've been quiet on purpose because I knew you was going to slip up and put your foot in your mouth. But it's people like you that I feel confident and comfortable drawing on, because you ain't never been nobody. You've been a water boy your whole life. You ain't never been
okay.
nobody.
Water boy.
Never.
Okay.
Nobody. Hey, Marvin, you ain't never been nobody. You don't know nothing. You see what I'm saying? Okay. You fucked up.
Damn.
All
damn.
You so you
damn,
just saying, beat me. It's just a fact. You don't know your ass from a hole in the ground. You ain't nobody.
Man.
You ain't never been nobody. You ain't never had no fast car. You ain't never been whooping nobody. I mean, you truly ain't shit. So what you worry about don't mean nothing. You know the best thing to happen to your race career, you was associated with Drew, and now you holding on to Brian Cotell. Some of the best things of your whole racing career. Some of your highlights.
Oh, man.
You ain't shit.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. How does it feel to have all that knowledge and you ain't never owned a goddamn race car?
Want a bet?
Hey, Marvin.
Do you want to lose 1,000 tonight? See, I know you don't. Just keep on talking.
Do you want to lose another 1,000
tonight?
Hey, Marvin. Can I finish, mister? Like, I let you get off. Let me get off one time.
Go ahead.
Okay, now. I've been racing since the
I don't want to let you finish because you ain't talking about shit. Don't nobody want to hear that bullshit you talking about. I lied. I don't want to let you finish. I told a lie.
Oh, man.
I told a lie, Marvin. I said I was going to let you finish, but I lied. I woke up with four lies. I just told my second one I got two more tonight. Boy, don't nobody want to hear that bullshit you talking about. If you want to lose some more money, Flop tricked you out of G the other week.
I got no problem with tearing into your ass tonight, Marvin.
I told you, for real.
I be trying not to get on your little narrow ass, Marvin, but you truly ain't shit. I be trying to spank your little narrow ass, Marvin. But boy, you have to sit over there in the corner, man,
and just be cool, Marvin. Just be cool. Get your little car together. Get your little car together, man, and come on and do what you say you're going to do. But all that shit you on here talking, Marvin.
Yes,
Don't nobody want to hear, man, because you a complete idiot. Boy, you don't know shit. You don't know nobody want to hear you, Marvin.
You
just pure entertainment for real, for real.
Yes.
All right,
that's
go ahead.
I'm gonna try to listen to you for a second.
Come on, Marvin. Come on with this bullshit.
What Big Sam say? Pure entertainment. That's it. Yeah.
Come on, Marvin.
I'm not gonna lose no more money, cause
you will lose.
I done put the bottle. Listen. I done put the bottle down, and I'm focusing on my project.
Hey, Marvin, you just lied. You say you're not going to lose. You are a fucking loser.
Oh, no. You got me fucked up, dog. You got me fucked up. I ain't never no loser, boy. Believe that.
And drag what? Hey, Marvin.
Hold on.
I'm not talking about your personal life.
I know what you're talking about. Hey, Bebop.
Boy, you ain't shit.
Back in the day, I don't want to hear it. So
you should have been letting Brian talk. You should have been letting Brian talk for you. You should have been letting Brian talk for you from the beginning. Then I would have been quiet.
Hey, Marvin, whenever you come out with something, I'm going to fuck you up, too.
You already crying. You got to look like this. You got to have this. You got to do that.
I tell you what.
Tell me.
You come with what you come with. I come with what I come with, and we get out.
Hey, Marvin, sit on your finger and spit around.
Damn. No, that's what you do at night when you ain't got nothing else to do.
Sit on your finger and spin around, Marvin.
No, sir.
But y'all can have them back. Go ahead.
Appreciate it, mister. Y'all can have me back. I'm back.
Mm-hmm. You better watch out. You better watch out, Woodrow. You kicking up a lot of dust.
Sit on it.
Hey, Bebop.
Beating that boy, little ass.
And I'm going to settle a lot of dust as well. Believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I think if you pour a little liquor out before you get started, that'll keep the dust down.
Come on, man. It depends on what I'm doing. Yeah.
Listen, can I appoint you somebody, an honorary liquor holder, while we're at
the table? No, it depends. It depends on what I'm doing. It depends.
I'm going to have to get the health inspector.
Get a little ass
I'm going to have him
cup.
To hold that bottle.
Oh, man. Not the good ripple.
Cup.
Not the good ripple.
Get his answer.
Yes, sir. It depends, Bebop. It depends. Yeah.
You know, Mr. brung up something, man, and it still ain't settled well. You could have called me and say, man, I'm going to give you a GB. You just gave it to Southern Savvy LLC just like that.
Yeah, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. That's okay.
Man, that's funny, the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Mom.
Yes, sir. Now Mom. I see everybody keep mentioning that, but let me see the whoever keep mentioning it. Let me see y'all trick me out of it.
Mom. If you close this bet tonight, you say I don't own nothing and all this. I'm gonna walk outside naked in a t-shirt like your little ass in the garage and take a picture too. Come on, lose this.
Hey, boy, I got muscles. I don't know what you talking about. I got muscles, boy.
Hey, Marvin. Boy, your little ass chest. Hey, Marvin, your motherfucking chest so close together, nigga. It look like you got one chest, nigga. It look like you got one little nipple. What your motherfucking chest so goddamn close?
Oh,
hey, Marvin,
man.
Boy, cut it out. Talk about you got muscles.
I got muscles,
hey,
boy.
Hey, Mister, that nigga look just like his truck.
He looked just like his shot. No muscle at all.
Damn. Marvin is strong, that, enough, strong that, enough to pick up that goddamn bottle. Hey, Marvin, this a promise from, hey, Marvin, this a promise from me to your little bitty ass, boy. I'm going to thank you this deal. You one motherfucker.
Okay.
I told you. I'm going to put you across my lap, and I'm going to spank your little rump. I told you. I know that your little ass can't take no punishment, so I'm going to make it real nice and smooth for you. I ain't going to hurt you too bad. Well, I ain't going to hurt you too bad.
My man. It's going to be over with real quick, right?
I promise you that.
Okay, you promise. That's what I'm talking about. That's
Nah, he can't take no belt whoopers. I'm going to use my hand on Marvin. This is Franklin for real. I'm going to use my hand and crank it for ass.
Yes, sir. Hey, that's good shit. I like that. Make it quick.
Marvin,
make it quick, dog.
Marvin.
Make it quick.
Marvin getting out of hand. He down there cooking for Jimmy and shit. Now he goddamn it done put a little air in his chest. He out of pocket.
Man, this is the second time I heard something about you cooking for somebody else.
Well, let me tell you this. Yes, me and my old lady took a trip to Alabama, and I bought some, you know, I bought the barbecue grill. I bought some, you know, different type of meats and shit. And, we cooked. We got out. Yes.
Hey,
I was cooking for me and my wife.
Hey, Marvin.
And my crew.
Marvin, just remember this. Just because you sit next to the smart motherfucker in class don't make you smart, you still stupid. I don't give no fuck
that's
about
fair.
You being Jimmy homie and getting
fair.
Close to Brian. That can't save you. They can't save
that's
you. You still don't.
And guess what? It goes the same for you.
See,
being up under
think,
the Buick, man,
you,
knowing
you
that's your
because,
daddy. And,
you think because
you know,
sit next to the motherfucker in class that gets straight A's, now you going to get straight A's. Boy, that ain't going to help you.
Same goes for you, you know.
Hey, Mom, I keep thinking about this money. Now, they got the new Jordans that just came out. You could have bought me them Jordans.
God damn it, Bebop. You want me to buy you some Jordans, man?
You fucking right. What do you mean?
Send me the picture. He know he ain't going to get no money off that goddamn car.
So that's the only way he's going to get it out your ass. He know he ain't going to win it off that motherfucking Malibu.
Okay, send me the picture, Bebop, of the Jordans you want, and they'll be on the way.
Okay.
Now, if they're over $200, they ain't buying.
Oh, man, now there you go with the bullshit.
What? I'm just telling you my budget.
Oh, now you're going to try to get this Mexican mic.
Oh,
well, I ain't paying for them then. Hell no. You got a budget, $200. If they over $200, I ain't buying them.
Okay, send me the $200.
Oh.
Fuck it.
Oh, you good. Send me your cash app.
All right.
Yeah, send me your cash app.
I'm not understanding. Now, you want to get on a budget, but you give Flop a G.
Yeah. Hey, man, listen. Let me tell you this.
My attorney at law.
I was under the influence, and he caught me up, and that's what it is. I can't deny it.
Now you're so disrespectful. Don't blame it on the alcohol. No, don't do that.
I got to.
Marvin.
I got to blame it on the alcohol because I was under the influence, and it's okay.
Well, I want you to be
your excuse when I fuck you up. What's gonna be your excuse?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
I want you to be
your excuse, mister.
Say that one more time.
What's gonna be your excuse when I fuck you up? What's gonna be your excuse?
Yeah,
you was drinking.
You
couldn't drive.
Don't even register, Marvin. I can't even process that little bullshit you just said, because I can't see that happen.
Well, it took you a while, because it was like repeating when you learned it the first time.
Yeah, that little shit y'all got over there, Marvin. Don't worry about it, though. There's no, the fix is in. You stupid.
Well, that's fine. Now, wait till I prove you even more stupid.
That man started out with a brand new motor. Ain't been to Nantra, and now he got to get it freshened up already.
Oh,
man, not the TRE special.
That nigga done been, that man caught him been on so many dinos that motor, whoa out. Motherfucking pistol flapping and everything.
Not one of them TRE motors.
Hey, man,
oh, I hope he ain't got no TRE.
Review, man.
Oh, man.
He said it's 60.
Yeah, Marvin, it's okay. It's all good.
Yes,
it's all good.
I appreciate it, brother. It's all good.
This fight is rigged, motherfucker. You can't win.
Okay. So you can talk to the track officials at every track and say, hey, man, I'm running Marvin. He got the gold boot. Y'all make sure the wind light come on in my lane. I get it. I got it. Fixes in. My man, thanks for telling me. Yes, sir.
Man, you is roughing some fellas,
man.
Hey, Bebop, I don't mind. I love it. I love it. Because guess what? Because now you got to get in the car and do your job.
Save him. That's what he meant to say, Brian. He meant to say, nigga, now you got to save me. That's what the fuck he meant to say. You got to say, I'm out here running my motherfucking mouth, nigga, now. He done ran in the house. Now he got to go get Big Brother. Now come outside and fight for him. That's what he meant
to
say.
To save me. You got to save me, B-Bop. You got to treat their ass and go on down through there. Yep.
Now, you know what's
what
the only problem with that, though, Marvin? You got to give him something to stay out there with. Stupid.
Oh, that's easy.
He
that's
can
easy.
Do all the training
that's
that he want to do.
I got to read between the lines. Also, so Marvin, you not driving your car, so Bebop driving it?
Yeah, Bebop driving. I ain't driving.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, Bebop been driving.
Yeah, I like that. I owe him something anyway.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You hear that shit, Bebop?
Man, I'm scared of
Vic,
man. I'm dead.
Nah,
no, he said he owes you. So what you do to him?
I'm scared of him, man. We raced a while back, man. You know.
And what happened?
I got away from him.
Yeah, he got away. We came back to the A. But see, this the shit. This the real shit you do.
Don't tell him,
Mr. B. All right, I ain't gonna tell him.
I won't tell him.
I got to know everything. Tell me, Vic. Tell me. I got to know everything.
Nah, Bebop said don't
tell everything.
You. I ain't going to tell you.
No, I got to know everything.
Don't tell him, because maybe that'll help him stay sober.
Go on and tell him.
Yeah.
See, this the thing. See, this is what happened. When a motherfucker whoop you, you go home, and you go do your homework, and then you come back strong, and then the thing is you just don't let Bebop come and touch your car. That goddamn
really?
Bebop came over there, pushed down on the front of the car, say, "Sweet, we don't want none of that. Leave them alone." We vowed that we was not gonna lose again. We went home.
Well,
the small block was not in there.
One good thing going in your favor. He's fucking with Marvin.
The fix was in on that one, Mister. You hear me, Mister? The fix was in.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Like I said, if it wasn't Marvin's shit, if it was something that I felt like you was truly controlling everything, I'd have been quiet. I would have never said nothing. But the fact that Marvin retarded ass I got to go.
Okay.
I got to go. I know Marvin
the
fucking retard.
I told him about three times. I said, did you hear Mr. get up off the couch and run to the window? And he heard your voice. I said,
hey,
man, what you been doing that
man? Brian, did it tonight.
Huh?
Brian, I did it. I hadn't said they ain't heard me none tonight. Nobody. But as soon as you said what you said, and here come Ken Williams right behind you. I ran to my goddamn phone, Brian. I couldn't wait to get to my phone and hit the mute button.
Oh, man. Okay.
You said that damn Ken
Williams.
Hey, mister. But one thing I will appreciate about you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
One thing
yes,
I do appreciate about you, you putting me on notice.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Say,
I appreciate
say that again.
That. You're putting me on notice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
You know, so now that I know you're gunning for me, now I got to put more nitrous on this thing.
Don't blow that shit up.
Oh, he gonna blow
up,
that.
Man.
Don't
blow that
shit up. You see what I'm saying, Brian? A complete dumbass.
Hold on.
Don't blow
hold on.
That
let me
shit
say
up.
Something. Let me say something. Vic.
Yeah.
Didn't you blow a transmission or something?
I broke a transmission, yeah. Okay.
Okay,
well,
you
what's
broke
your
a
point?
Transmission. No,
what's
no, I'm
point?
Just saying. You break shit. I don't break shit.
Oh, that's because
okay,
you don't do
shit.
You
go
got
ahead.
To do
hey,
shit
hey,
to break
hey,
shit. That's
hey,
the
hey,
difference.
Vic, ask Marvin this, though.
You have to do
if
shit
nobody,
to break shit.
But you didn't
no,
do nothing. You didn't even make a pass.
Yeah, I made a pass.
Did you even do a burnout? Did you even do a burnout?
Yeah, I did a burnout, but hey, it don't matter.
Oh.
That was then. But what's your excuse?
Oh, I did plenty of burnouts now. Yeah, that's
oh,
all I do is burnouts.
Oh, okay.
Matter of fact, you want to have a burnout contest?
No, I want to whoop your ass. No motherfucking burnout contest.
I thought you wanted to have a burnout contest or something.
Oh,
shit.
No, I want to whoop your ass.
No, Bebop, I just made it home.
Ain't nobody drinking yet.
Matter of fact, shit, I should
have
went to the damn store. God damn it.
Hey, Marvin, how we running? To the eighth or the, out the back door?
We gonna run today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I might like to take you to wait till you come to 41 so I can take you upstairs.
No, I don't want to go upstairs.
What's the matter? Is
well,
short lived?
That...
Are you scared of all them dino passes and
yeah,
you,
yeah,
might not,
yeah.
You might not make it
yeah,
to the quarter.
My motor is wore out. So I'm not gonna even try to go out the back door.
Oh,
that's pretty
okay.
good there, Victor.
Yeah. My mother went out, Vic. I can't go out the back door. So I'm trying to save what
hey,
little I got.
Hey, Mr. B, man, how the hell do you wear a motor out and don't never go to the track?
No comment.
Damn. Oh, okay. I just was wondering. Shit.
That's somebody else.
Okay. Call 1-800-TRE.
He said let somebody else answer.
Do I get a nigga motor or do I get a white man motor? Mm. Which one?
You got a. I ain't
What's the difference, Marv?
Well, from what I've been hearing, the white man motor been lasting way longer than the nigga's motor. Mm. That's what I've been hearing.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing now. Yeah, I hear they said he's fucking over the niggas, but the white man gets the good shit.
Well, I guess you better
that's
send a white man to buy your motor.
Oh, he's talking about the one. I'm going on me.
Send a white man to buy your motor.
Oh, shit.
Hey, just don't be like Yak. Talk about no goddamn
uh-oh.
2 weeks.
Oh, man,
been
not the Yak.
Weeks. That goddamn Yak would have been coming back 2 weeks for the last year and a half. I got 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Ooh, big, man. You
come on,
can't
man.
Do it,
yak
man.
My cat. Don't do him like that.
All right, man, I'm just calling it like I see it. Goddamn.
Man, Yak going to pop on this motherfucker. He's going
to
get on.
I want him to. That's the whole – I want him to. Because I'm trying to encourage him to get some more pressure. Just like
they
I'm trying to encourage that goddamn old Marvin to get some heart pressure.
Oh,
I know he got oil pressure. I know he got oil pressure.
Call your favorite.
At least from all the damn Facebook posts, he got oil pressure.
Oh, goddamn.
Hey, man, don't it cost to get on the dyno?
It costs a few dollars, as you know.
Man,
it costs
how
a few
much
dollars.
Man, shit, you didn't invest it. You should have just
okay,
bought your
okay.
own dyno.
Let me ask you this. How many times you seen me on the dyno? per se, far as pictures
I'm just saying how many times you done posted pictures. How many times you done
posted
pictures?
One picture on the dyno, one picture.
Oh, well, every time I talk to you, you got to go back to the dyno, so I don't know.
Hey, Vic, you full of shit.
I'm just saying, man.
Vic
full of shit. Hey, y'all, I don't mean to interrupt, but I got to ask a question real quick if y'all don't mind. Hey, Marvin.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you get through dancing with Toe Tag, you'll grab me too.
Oh shit!
Oh, who is this?
Oh
this,
shit!
This nephew.
Oh shit! Malibu against Malibu crime.
Yeah, if that's what you're looking for, nephew, I guess I have to grab you too.
Hey, motherfucker!
Okay.
Don't be bagging
well,
up
please, please grab me.
Okay.
Grab me.
Wait a minute. That's Bernie Mac.
Grab me hard, please.
Okay.
And on that note, I ain't got nothing else to say, but like I say, please, when you're through with Toe Tag, grab me.
I sort of heard that a couple of years ago when you grab hold of Day Day. It was pretty much the same story, but, of course, you know, the opposition won. So I'm expecting the same results.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, watch this.
I'm expecting the same results.
Watch this. I'm listening to you politicking, and I'm seeing how you putting other people in their car, and you won't get your ass in yours. But I promise you, if you get your ass in yours, I'm going to stomp a mud hole through your ass.
Well, Boosie, let me tell you this.
I'm just saying that, but I don't care who you put in that motherfucker. Grab me, please. That's all.
Okay.
Grab me, please.
Well, let me tell you this, Boosie.
That's all.
Listen,
you don't got to explain that to me. I understand. I ain't on here to discredit you at all.
Damn,
hey, what you done in grudge racing, man, congratulations to you. I'm not on here hating on nobody, ain't knocking you.
No.
All I said is when you finish engaging with Toe Tag, please grab me by my motherfucking collar and shake me as hard as you can.
If this the same day, he won't be grabbing you. I'm telling you right now.
Hey,
well, guess what?
Big,
he won't be grabbing you on that day.
Watch this, Vic. I ain't even picky. He can shake my motherfucking tree the whole season of 2024. Whenever he feel like, you know, he ready. Shake me, please. He said he gonna grab me, like Mister say. You been put on notice. I put you on notice. You on notice.
Well, Mister didn't say that.
Hold on, Marvin. But just listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I understand. I understand. You say, hey, the opposition won, and ain't nothing wrong with that. Shit happened. You get what I'm saying? I blowed up.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. But.
Mm-hmm.
I was in that motherfucker. I let that trans break go. I was doing what I was on my motherfucking job. I can tell you that. But like I said, any motherfucking part of 2024, let you know I'm on your motherfucking ass.
You've been served.
And watch this. And on that motherfucking note, Bernie Mac helped this bitch. I holler.
Hey, Marvin. He real nice.
Yes,
he said he ain't gonna discredit you. I'm here to discredit you. You suck. I'm here to discredit your ass. You suck.
Oh, shit. Yes, sir.
Damn,
yes,
Marvin.
Sir. Yes, sir. Let me tell you this.
I don't know how the hell you talk Brian into teaming up with you. You
suck, man.
No, I teamed up with him. Mr. Beaver let me in China himself.
Hey, Milton, you sound like one of them fifth graders up there in one of them Wisconsin schools.
Hey.
Hey. God,
man. 5, 4, 6, Marvin, your ass suck, man.
Hey, ain't no way in the hell I get caught on your team. You are trash.
Hey, Marvo.
Yes, sir.
You get it right. You stand and win the bankroll. That's all I can tell you.
Sir.
You get it right.
Yes, sir.
They jumping on your motherfucking ass.
I love it, Marvin.
Around to try you with this daily driver. I got this new shit, boy.
Ooh,
your
would
ass.
Would you please?
Hey, your ass stop it, man.
You told Hoppo to hit me.
Hey, mister.
You a cool dude, just a terrible race.
Hey, mister.
Yes, sir.
You ever raced anybody? Let me ask you that.
I don't live in Chicago, Marvin.
I race where I'm at.
Ain't nobody never seen nothing. I tell you what, you wanna bet? I'll show you how much
you wanna bet. I'm gonna let you see some. I'm gonna let you see some. How much you wanna bet? I tried to race, Marvin. I came to 41 with my car.
I moved my little street car. I just didn't get no action.
Okay.
So,
what
you want me to do?
That's good. That's good. If you can't get no action, you can't get no action.
So, yeah, I can't with my car. I ain't getting no action. You know?
Okay.
But see, the difference is, though, I'd rather be, I'll stay in this category right now, you know, until I whoop your ass. I guess you'll be my first Chicago victim. But the matter is, the only thing you can do with me is wonder, damn, what Mr. gonna do? What he gonna look like? I ain't seen him. We all know you suck. You see what I'm saying? You see the difference? Everybody know you trash.
No, I really don't.
So
you
wondering, you wait. Hey, Marvin. You waiting around to see what I'm going to do, right? You waiting around.
No, I'm not.
And you
no, I'm not. Because I got other ducks.
What is he
going to
do?
I got other ducks out here.
Hey, Marv.
I got other ducks.
What is he
going to
do,
mister?
What do we have? Can he really drive?
I don't care.
What kind of
truck
do we got? Hey, Brian.
Have you heard anything, Brian?
Did he get something from somebody? But see, the thing is, we all know you've been trash a long fucking time. You see what I'm saying?
That's what you say. I've been racing. That's what I've been doing. I've been racing like you was wiping your nose with motherfucking handkerchief.
How the fuck do that feel to know that?
I've been racing a long time.
Hey, Marvin. If they take a poll right now on Facebook, everybody know you suck.
Well, that's what you say. That's your opinion. You entitled to that. I get it.
Nah, nigga, that's
okay.
Everybody's opinion. Your ass is trash, nigga. Your whole career. We can throw that shit in the garbage. Everybody know it. Ball that shit up
and
throw it away.
That man just called you Blood Brothers Garbage, man.
Well, guess what? I may be Flood Brothers Garbage, but he that wet shit at the bottom of the garbage can.
Hey, Marv. Why I got
because that's what you've been
then,
doing.
Marvin.
You ain't nothing. You ain't whoop nobody.
Bet your money. Hey, Marvin. Bet your money then. I'm going to send
you
a video.
When I say you ain't whoop
bet
nobody, I'm talking about
I'm talking
that's
about
your money.
I'm talking
that's
about
your money.
You know,
I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Not, I'm a bet you ain't.
I'm gonna whoop your ass.
Well, that's what you say. Hey man, the only way you
no,
gonna whoop me if you
I
come
know.
With a rail, nigga.
That's
if you come with a rail,
know.
Then yeah, I expect that.
Hey Marvin,
you ain't got shit
that.
Coming.
Hey Marvin,
you ain't
Marvin.
Got nothing coming.
All that mother. Hey Marvin,
you ain't got nothing coming,
whooping.
Man.
Talking about a reel and all,
hey,
stop all that listen, fucking whooping,
listen,
man.
Listen.
Real, stop that shit. Now you done turned your cap all the way up, boy. Because
you
know you
ain't
like
that.
That you ain't like that.
You
ain't like that.
That's what you say.
Man,
I ain't worried about you,
motherfucker.
I ain't worried about
you,
man.
Ain't like that, Marvin.
I ain't worried about you. Especially if you get your sweet no-driving ass in there. Mr. B ain't worried about you, boy. Get your ass on in there. B-Bop going to show you something.
Hey, Marvin. Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to have my sweet low driving ass in there.
Well, there you go. There you go. So, you got
I'm
a
sure
job.
I'm
going to
have
do.
My sweet.
Hey,
Mark. I'm going. Hey, Mark. I'm going to have
yes.
my sweet low driving ass in there, baby.
Yes.
You ain't
yes.
got to worry about that.
That's right. That's right.
Man, that
I'll
man,
be waiting.
That man Marvin got damn ass.
Hey, man,
I'm
let me tell
you
something. When I fuck Vic up, they gonna start to
change
the tune
hey,
a little
hey,
bit.
Marvin. Do me first, man. Do me first. Do me.
No,
I'm gonna shine.
No, I gotta
hey,
do
Marvin.
Vic first. I gotta
hey,
do Vic first.
Hey Marvin.
Hey
Marvin.
Nope, I gotta
hey,
do Vic
Marvin.
First.
Understand I'm one gonna thing. Shine on your little ass, boy. I'm gonna shine on your ass.
Hey man. Hey man.
Watch this here.
Hey,
you suck.
Hey, Marvin, understand
I
one thing.
Come on,
you're going to raise
up,
Vic. You're going to raise Vic, but you ain't going to do Vic. Remember
oh, I'm
going
to do Vic. I'm going to do Vic.
Nah. Yeah, okay.
Hey, Vic.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
Vic.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet you Marvin ain't going to do none of this shit he on here talking about. Marvin just talking. That Crown Royal beating his ass right now. right, motherfucking now.
Hold on, mister. Let me correct you. First and foremost, I don't drink Crown Royal. Second.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No. See, that's what you were sipping on. I don't sip on that shit. No,
you're
I don't
right,
do
you're
that.
Right, Marv. Get
but
up,
you know what?
Right.
Now, since you're guessing,
right.
I ain't going to even tell you.
So
I ain't going to even tell
get
you.
Up there.
Hey Marvin, tell me, cause
yes,
I'm gonna have a bottle. I'm gonna have a bottle, whatever you drink, waiting, cause you gonna need something to fix some goddamn tears. You gonna be hurt after this. So tell me what you drink, baby. Tell me.
Oh man, come on, man, don't be like that. I mean,
you're gonna be hurt.
I see you buying me a bottle to celebrate. I get it. It's okay, but. I got it. Don't worry about it.
Brian going to have to give your little ass a hug after this shit here, boy.
But what if Brother D have to turn around and give you a hug?
I mean, then it is what it is. But I don't
there
see it happening.
Okay, I get
I don't
it.
See
but
it
I'm just saying, I was just asking a question.
You know why
but
I don't see it happening, Marvin? Because I
why
just believe in my heart that I'm just better than you. I'm faster than you. I just don't see you being able to
man,
beat me nowhere.
Well, first of all, let me tell you this. First of all, you're not faster than me. Okay.
I just don't see
all,
you being able to beat me, Marvin.
Second of all, with this G-body you right. talking about bringing to the forefront, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you ain't even got air pressure. You ain't been to
you,
no
you
track,
bet?
So.
You want to bet?
No, I ain't going to bet that. Nope, I ain't going to bet it. Nope.
Why do y'all throw this shit out there? Then when a motherfucker trying to call
because,
you on and then close the bank.
Listen, we throw it out there because we just talking shit. That's all it is.
But it's weird, though. Don't
shit.
Do that.
It ain't weird.
Don't
just
do
like
that,
you talking
Marvin,
about, hold
weird.
On, just like you talking about you going to beat me, that's weird to me. But I'm not putting it out there as weird. I'm
Marvin,
putting it out there like you
Marvin.
Just talking shit.
But everybody beats you.
Just talking
you
shit.
You suck.
And that's okay. And that's fine. But when I murder your ass, then what is going to be to you?
Your
you
ass ain't known for winning no races.
You think I'm going to come in the car and go to debut my car and let you be the motherfucker to beat me? No way. And hell,
I'm going to be the motherfucker that fuck you up. And
somebody might get me, but it ain't going to be you, Marv. Hey, Marv, that's why I'm very selective on who I talk shit to. You understand what I'm saying? I'm very selective, but you...
Man,
please. You
but,
got
but
the
let
right
me ask you
man.
This.
Your
let me ask you
work.
This.
Easy
work. Let me ask you this. No, no, that's my word. That's my terminology. You can't use that. Easy work. I got that from Bebop. You can't do that. But
no, I'm saying that's why you use it, because you're
that's
easy work.
That's big kid.
No, because you're easy work. That's my shit. You're easy work. Just so happens if I get away, what you going to do then? You going to go commit suicide?
I'm
going to
pay you. That's what the fuck
what
I'm going to
do.
I'm going to pay you. I'm going to walk over there and I'm going to pay you.
You ain't going to commit suicide?
For what?
For all the shit you been talking.
No. If just so happens you beat me, I'm going to walk over there. Hey, Marvin, I'm going to walk over there. I'm going to dig way down in my pocket, and I'm going to pay you. That's what's going to happen.
Okay, you going to shake my hand? You going to shake my hand?
And they've been having
a lot of people. Hey, Marvin, I'm going to shake your hand.
A lot of people eliminate.
I'm going to shake your hand, let you talk your shit, all that. I mean, that's
called with it, Marvin.
I just want to hook. It used to be a truck. It used to be when you first come in Memphis, West Memphis, on your right hand side. They used to have all they trucks there. But I don't know what happened. How bad it is out there.
Take your ass on mute.
The nigga don't even know he hit the button.
Hold on. I'm gonna have my dad.
So he ain't on my line.
I take that shit off. That thing got 68,001 on it.
Hey, man, I don't want to pay no more than about 30 something by the time I get done, and then I'll buy my two-year warranty. Get out of there with that stuff, man. Hey man, that nigga know he off mute, he capping.
I got another one. It's what the hell they calling me for? Something going on.
You got another key?
Uh-oh, sound like he got his mic muted.
Hey, we back.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Yes, sir. Boy, it's like I'm going to hit the goddamn lottery fucking with these niggas.
Boy,
you
ain't never hit the lottery. That should tell you something right there.
No, I say it's like I'm going to hit the lottery fucking with y'all. That's what I said.
I understand
now
what you said, but that's why I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, but you ain't acting like it. You ain't acting like it.
No, man. I'm not studying you, my man.
But you know what's crazy? You know what's real crazy?
What's that?
How that goddamn nephew come on? Hey, man, I ain't heard from nephew in about 2 years. Ever since listen, the man told me he did his job. He got done it all. Beat Day Day on the tree. He was out front. And I watched the video they had. And he didn't do none of that.
Hey, at least I didn't go backwards. I didn't put my shit in reverse.
Hold on. Let me finish. I ain't heard from nephew in a couple of years. Because I told nephew the truth that he was never out front.
You want to know why you ain't heard from nephew? Huh?
No, since you mentioned it, why?
You interested in
that? You just asked me, did I want to know? And I said, yes.
I'm finna tell you.
I'm waiting on it, dog. You're taking too long.
It was a baby talking first. Didn't you hear the baby in the background?
I hear the baby.
But I mean, it don't listen. That's neither here nor there, man. It ain't no problem. All I'm saying is, hey, it is what it is. You win some, you lose some. I lost. It is what it is. That's history. That's ancient history.
I can't
live off of that. I can't live off of that.
I get it.
But what I will do is I'm gonna live in the now, and now say that I'm gonna go to your ass whenever you're ready.
Okay, but let me ask you this.
Don't ask me nothing about the past. The past is over with.
Ask me something about
the future.
No.
Listen.
I get it. We don't live in the past. That's your excuse. You're running with it. I'm done. I don't have no excuse.
No excuses at all. I don't have no excuse. That's just like
me
sitting up here saying why you don't get in no car. That's an excuse.
You want me to call you on the back line?
You
want me to call you on the back line?
That's an excuse, right? Whatever reason you got for not driving your car would be an excuse, right?
No, that ain't no excuse.
If everybody else got a motherfucking excuse, then that would be an excuse.
I ain't got one.
I just don't
want to drive. Now.
That's an excuse.
What's an excuse? Because I don't want to drive? That's an excuse?
That's an excuse. If you could tell somebody else that they're making the if you could tell another grown man what he making the excuse about, what make it any motherfucking difference if I tell you what you making the excuse about? So if you feel like I'm making one, I feel like you making one too.
Okay. I get it.
I thought a fag change ain't no robbery. That's what I thought.
And it ain't.
Oh, okay.
It ain't.
That's what
not
I thought.
Not at all.
Grab me as soon as possible. That's all I'm telling
okay.
you.
Okay. Now, I heard what you just said.
That's
grab
all.
You
That's
as
all.
Soon as possible.
Grab me. Please.
No. As soon as possible. Say it all. As soon as possible.
I just said.
Say it one more time for the people in the back that didn't hear.
I didn't stutter. You just repeated it three times. I'm
gonna repeat it a fourth.
I didn't stutter.
In the back that didn't hear.
One more time so you can hear me. I did not stutter, sir.
Say it one more time.
You say it for me.
See, you're not saying it one more time.
You ain't ready. Goddammit. Why come I'm not? You don't think I hold on? You don't think I've been gone long enough to be ready? I'm gonna ask you a question, sir. Hold on. What you got to understand is, bro. Somebody get up and go to work just like you, don't they? So I can't tell you what you ain't got and what you ain't got ready, right?
I never told you what you ain't got ready.
You just said I'm not ready.
No, I did not. I just said you said grab you ASAP.
And you, and after you said that, you said, "Hey man, you ain't ready." That's what you said.
Oh well, listen, you ain't ready for me.
What you said,
Marvin.
Let me tell you that.
I guarantee you I am.
Is that Brother B?
I guarantee you I am. You are ready to cease your argument for a moment.
You all need to give homage to the one, the only, the world renowned, the great one from a year of the past, and they could do great things in the year 2024. Let's give it up for the reigning champion of the year. Brother Sergeant Ryan is in the house. Sergeant Ryan is in the house.
Come on, what y'all on here arguing about, man?
Okay, okay.
Give it up to your new leader. Give it up to your new leader.
Yeah.
Y'all new leader. Give it up to y'all new leader. Give it up to y'all new leader. Yeah, I don't live in Chicago. I represent for Chicago, but I don't live in Chicago.
If you represent Chicago, it's your leader. Everybody that represents Chicago has got to be your leader.
No, I disagree.
Give it up. There's got to be some haters. Give it up. Give it up.
No, no, I'm never a hater. Not at all. The man been putting it out there. He been doing his thing. I ain't never a hater. Not at all.
Never that?
No. No, not at all.
No,
nah, but, you know.
He's just a damn loser.
Well, I ain't lost to you. How about that? Now, once you beat me, now you can say that. You know,
hey, Marvin,
so you got to beat me before you're able to say that.
Once I beat you, it really ain't even like I get to brag. I just go on a long list of other people that kicked your ass. That's like, you know.
Well, I've been kicked ass too, so what are you talking about?
Nobody knows those stories.
You a goddamn liar. You was just a little boy wiping your nose with your pamper. You would take off your pamper, wipe your nose. You was just a little boy when I was beating motherfuckers' ass. And I get it. You don't know. You wasn't there. So it's okay. Yeah, I ain't tripping on that shit.
All right. Okay. All right, man. All right. I'm going to be quiet for now.
All right, my man. I'm going to be quiet, too. My man.
You know, you got to deal with the SARS, man.
Man, listen, I ain't in the Sarge league, so ain't nothing to deal with. I ain't in his league. What you want me to talk about? Yeah, I ain't in his class. I ain't in his league. Yeah.
Why not? Y'all looking like me?
Hey, listen.
Okay, all right, do we look alike?
If you want to say so, but bottom line is, I ain't in this league. Yes, at one point in time, I was talking about racing him. But once he got out there and started doing his thing, hey, I reneged. I ain't racing him. So what you want me to say? What you want me to say? Shit. I ain't fucking with him. He too fast for me. Anything else you want me to say?
No, sir, Mr. Martin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, man, listen. I know when I'm outclassed, and I'm outclassed, so ain't nothing to talk about. Ain't nothing to talk about. So, you know, y'all feel this leader could have the floor.
Well, as of 2020, he is the king of the Midwest now.
Oh, yeah, I believe that. Until Leroy grab a hold of his ass and steal. Yeah, until Leroy grab a hold of his ass. Then what? I'm listening.
I got nothing to say, Mr. Marvin. We'll see what happens.
Oh, that we will. I will be there front and center at all costs.
I will see you there, good sir.
Yes, sir. Oh, you'll see me there? You'll be there?
Yes, I will.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, let me tell you this. Put your bat in my pocket. Slide up to me and be like, Mambo, what up, dog? I got this little hill. Bam. You know what I'm saying? I'm clocks off all day, baby. Win or lose, I'm clocks off. So slide up to me. Yeah, slide up to me and be like, I got this little bat here. And I'm going to be like, let me fan through it real quick. Bam, 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 bam. All right, it's a bat. You know, and it goes that way.
That's the way it goes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, win or lose, you're going to bet with your people. So,
That man's going to get down.
Oh, man, you shit. Are you back there? Man, we were trying to get you to mute mics and that damn thing, man. It was going crazy.
You ain't, hey, Big Eddie, you dozed off and went to sleep. Big Eddie dozed off.
Man, ain't going to get down.
But he did wake up on some good shit now. He woke up when it was time to wake up.
The man going to get down.
I mean, y'all heard him. Y'all heard Big Eddie. Yeah, I'm gonna be quiet on that, but y'all heard Big Eddie now.
Good God Almighty!
What's up?
Yeah, you be playing with the gap, man.
Yeah.
We got that baby. Got no business busting a good damn Leroy.
Yeah. Hey, man, you know what? Let me finish my goddamn story. Let me finish my story since ain't nobody talking. So, yeah, back to nephew. And I'm going to put it out there because I got to put it out there. He went to race day day. Somehow, some way, his battery was dead. I had a brand new battery in my pickup truck. I took the battery out of my pickup truck, gave it to him so he could run day day. You feel me? And, you know, he lost. Okay, granted, he lost, no big deal. He came back and said, Marvo, I had him, man. I had him, but, you know, I blew up, whatever, and I lost. Okay, cool. You did your job. But then I looked at the videos, and he was never out front. So, you know, I brung it back to him and said, no, I seen the videos, and shit, the videos show you were never out front. He was like, man, they modified the videos. They did something to the videos, man. I was out front. I said, hey, Boosie, I done seen a couple of goddamn videos, man. You was never out front. And after that, the man stopped talking to me. He wouldn't answer my calls or none of that. And I'm like, damn, just because I seen the videos, I mean, you tripping? So, yeah, that's why he got it out for me. But that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. I ain't heard from that man in about 2 years. And now he get on the phone talking about, I'm going to fuck you up. Yeah. Contact me ASAP when you're ready, basically. That's crazy. But right. Now he put it out there, I got to go and tap his ass. Mm-hmm. You know, if your friends can't talk to you and tell you the truth, who can? You know, who can?
Right.
You know, so, yeah, that's the absolute motherfucking truth. The man got mad at me because I saw some videos and he was never out front. And I told him about it. And he got pissed off. Wouldn't be my friend no more. Then turn around and draw on me 2 years later.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. That's why he don't want to talk about the past. But no, I'm going to talk about it. Yeah, I'm going to talk about it. Yeah, he was pissed off. Yeah. Mister.
Yes, sir, Mr. Marvin. Yes, sir.
hey, man, listen, if you my homie and you tell me you was out front and I look at the videos and say, mister, I saw the videos, you were never out front. Would you get mad at me and, like, wouldn't be my friend no more?
I wouldn't, no, sir.
Okay, I'm just asking. Because friends keep it real with you. You know, yeah, that's what they do, you know. But the man talking about they modified videos and all that shit, and I'm like, come on, dog. I just saw a couple of videos from a couple of different cams, and no, you lost. You were never out front. And the man just stopped taking my calls and everything. Yep.
Maybe it's just a misunderstanding. That's all.
No, well, the misunderstanding was me telling him the goddamn truth. That was the misunderstanding. He didn't want to hear that shit. No, he didn't want to hear it. That's some fucked up shit for a motherfucker, you know, you call your homie. That's some fucked up shit, dog. So what he do? He get on the big show. He get on the big show and he draw on me. Okay, whoopee.
That's why I say, Mr. Marvin, maybe it's just a misunderstanding, you know?
No, there's no misunderstanding. But let me tell you this. You my dog. You my homie. So where the misunderstanding come in at? I don't get it.
Were you drunk?
Okay, but just so happened I wasn't drunk. Now what?
Well, we know you the town drunk, man. You ain't going to race no goddamn battle. You and Mr. B talking out your neck. I'm on mute, man. I just had to throw that in.
Hey, Terrier, listen. I ain't fucking with you. I ain't racing you. Leave me alone. How about that?
Okay.
Is that okay?
Okay, then. I'm going to let Boosie whoop your ass. I'm going to let Boosie whoop your ass. I'm going to let Boosie whoop your ass.
Okay,
I'm
going to
be round front. I'm on slide the bet that Boosie going to beat the shit out of you, man.
Okay, okay, that's fine. That's fine, Terrio. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
What you say, mister?
Okay.
I say that, Terrio, that's my big brother. I said, why are you so hard on my big brother?
No, I just told your big brother I don't want no trouble out of him. That's all I said.
Okay, okay. Okay.
Is there something wrong with that?
And I'm going to slide
no,
the back
no,
that Boosie going to whoop your ass, man. Boosie going to whoop
okay,
your
see,
ass,
now,
man. You was drunk.
That's a whole other conversation. Yes.
You were drunk when you talking about you saw that video, man. That's all. So
well, that's okay. I might have been drunk, but guess what? He was never out front. I'm going to bet you that.
That's what you said.
That's what I know.
He would know. Okay.
What?
Well.
Well, hey, man,
them goddamn cameras don't lie.
Just like when them cameras catch you eating cake out the ass, that's what they catch. They don't lie.
Hey, well, they ain't caught that yet.
You know what I'm saying?
But, hey, he said,
well, you
done
got video. You just don't know it.
Hey,
you got video.
So are you going to, hey, are you going to be at Sam Race front center so I can watch this? I'm going to have me a bag of popcorn
Yes, I'm coming to Big Sam Race. Absolutely.
And you going to tap him on the shoulder? You want to tap him on the shoulder?
Should he there? Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, but Vic is my first victim. I got to fuck Vic up first. But you know what?
Can I bet with that?
Yes, you can. But now, you know what? The nephew done got his ass on him. He my first goddamn victim. Yeah, I don't like that shit. Yeah. Fuck Vic. No, Vic, sit to the side. You'll be my second victim. No, nephew, I don't like that shit. We was homies. You feel me? He going to get on the big show. He could have been called me, but he going to get on the big show calling me out. Yeah, he my first fucking victim. Yeah. Now, it just so happened if he don't go to Alabama and all that shit, okay, so be it.
Now, Marvin, you know, I really like you, Marvin, so I'm going to give you some good advice. Maybe you should consult with Brian before you start making these plans. You know?
Let me tell you what's happening real quick. I pay Bebop to drive, so that's all he do is drive. He don't make decisions. I mean, he could, like, talk to me about certain shit, but once I make the decision, that's what it is. Now, either I'm going to pay to drive or I'll pay somebody else to drive. That's it. You know, I'll take what he's saying into consideration.
Is there somebody else going to be dancing?
You say, what happened with dancing?
Is there somebody else going to be dancing? Is that your second choice?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Oh,
no. Dancing
okay.
is not my second choice.
Okay.
No. I'm going to import the motherfucker in as my second choice.
Oh, God, oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes, sir.
Like
I'm saying to
Jimmy him out. I'm on Jimmy. Jimmy got
it. You better know it. You better know it. You better know it. If I need a second driver, Jimmy is the man. You better know it.
Oh, shit.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know what? I'm going to shut up and mind my business and let y'all do what y'all do over there. Let me mind
yes,
my business, Mr. Marv.
Hey, man, that was the best, like, comment I heard thus far. Yes. I like that. I like that.
Oh, shit.
Can't get no better than that now. When a motherfucker tell you he going to shut up and mind his own goddamn business, you can't get no better than that. Because now you recognize that he know his place. Sit back, chill out, let them people handle their business, and then when it comes time for y'all to do things, y'all do things.
Yeah, I'm going to let you do what y'all do over there, Mr. Marvin.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that. Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Man, what happened to D and Sergeant Ryan, man? I was hoping he came over here and made y'all kneel. Y'all supposed to be kissing the goddamn ring, man.
Oh, hell no. But I did give... as y'all call him Sergeant Ryan, I did give him the flow, but he never responded. So that's when I went to tell my little story. Mm-hmm. So if they still on, they can get the flow. I know I heard Brother D, he wanted, oh, he did say something, yeah, Sergeant Ryan, that's y'all leader, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, he y'all leader. I get it. It's okay. Yeah, it's all right. Ain't nothing wrong with y'all having a leader. I mean, somebody got to have a leader, right?
Is Mr. B your leader?
No, Mr. B is my partner. P-O-T-N-A. He my partner.
Okay.
Now, is Ken your daddy, nigga?
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Oh, there
Are
you
mad?
Go. See, same shit. There
Are
you
mad?
Go. Same shit. You said what?
Hey, are you mad?
Hell no. Why would I be mad?
Oh, I don't know that
we
you
got
brought
two,
it up.
We
know.
Got two, hey, tell me, we got two rivalries going on. We got Bebop and Skin. Why would I be mad? I
oh,
love
okay.
it.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
I bet you that Skin
yeah.
race before, I bet you Skin race before Bebop race.
Well, Skin have a car. He have a street car. So, yes, he's going to race before Bebop because Bebop don't have a car. So, yes, absolutely. Anything else?
I damn near bet you that Boosie race before you race.
You goddamn lie. You goddamn lie.
Well, I wanted to put a little weight. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, still.
having a few bugs out and shit like that. But it's okay. Just know that when I call your motherfucking name, I just hope you be ready. Know that.
When are you going to be calling my name? I'm got these already.
Well, that's what you say. So you coming to steal Alabama?
No, have you ever been there? Have I ever been there?
I don't know. I don't know, Terry.
I haven't. Now. But did you say that you're going to be at 41? I'm going to lock you in for 41.
Yeah, I will be at 41, but that's in June.
Okay, then. I'll lock you in for then. Beat your motherfucking ass for 41, man.
I'm racing on the budget. I can't lock you in right now.
Okay.
I got other
bits
to get before
okay.
You.
Okay. What? Well, I can understand that.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. Yes, sir. I got other bits to get before you. But
okay.
You best to believe I'm gonna save all that money I win, and I'm coming at your ass.
But what if you don't win?
Oh, then I won't be coming at your ass, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't be coming at your ass if I don't win.
Yeah.
But if I do, I'm at your ass.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for telling me.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do nothing but keep it 100. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Even if I don't win the other races, even if we do, you know, come up with something, I can race you at least for a G, you know, 1500.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want that there in?
Hell no. I ain't trying to run you, Terry. I just told you that.
See, you ain't trying to run me, but you said you're going to beat my ass. But you say you're going to beat my ass, though.
Well, listen, Terry. I got to build my courage up. I got to fuck some people up to help build my courage up. And then I'll be at your ass. But
okay.
They gonna be at your ass like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just keeping it real.
Okay.
Yeah, because the people I got in mind, I think you could honestly whoop them. So yeah, if I lose to them, yeah, I ain't gonna be at your ass.
Well, I'm going to bet that Vic going to beat your ass, and I'm going to bet that Boosie beat your ass, man.
Well, right. I just get a chance to get some more of your money. Well, some of your money.
There you
cause
go.
I think you got me up. I think you up by 100. So, yeah, I got you. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. So I get a chance to get that 100 back and some.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, sir. Without even racing you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is the world seeing for money?
Seeing
on him.
Who said that?
I did.
Who is me? Who is I did?
Need my pops on here, Mr. Marvin.
Oh, Mister. Oh, yeah. I think I heard you call CM Pops or something like that. Yeah.
Pops.
You got two pops.
Yeah. Be my stepdaddy.
Okay.
You didn't know that.
Stepdaddy.
Yeah, be my stepdaddy.
Oh, okay.
He just raised me. He ain't my real daddy.
Okay. Gotcha. Yes, sir. Yeah, duly noted. I got you, boss. I got you.
Yeah, man. I got a good bloodline over here, Mr. Marvin.
Do you? Damn good bloodline?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, you talking about daddy and stepdaddy. Damn, this sound like you a half-breed.
That's what you want to call it?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Yo. You know, ain't no disrespect or nothing like that, but, you know, I only got one daddy. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. If that's what you want to call it, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, for the most part, I have reason to stand a chance. That makes bloodline. But I get it, you know. Yeah, you know, you probably watched the movie where, you know, the half-breed was a werewolf and a vampire, and he fucked everybody up. So you probably took a little notes from that little movie, but half breathe, I ain't worried about.
Okay. Yeah. It looks like the show done ended, Mr. Marvin, Big Eddie. You like, you can hang this one up.
Yeah, I'm about to lay it down myself. I got to get up a little early.
Oh, you can let it flood, man.
Say again? Who is that, Terrio?
Ah, that was me just not talking to the nurse.
Oh, you say you're talking to the nurse?
Yeah, I'm just talking to the nurse.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get myself straightened out, man. I was all dressed up.
Yeah, how's that nurse look?
You want the Melo?
Melo, yeah. That's for you.
Oh, she sounds like a foreigner.
Yeah.
Is she a foreigner, Eddie?
Yeah.
Would you lick it before you stick it?
Nah, man.
Eddie, would you lick it before you stick it?
I don't care, man, no more, huh?
She sounds like a foreigner. I said, would you lick it before you stick it?
What's on the desk? What? I don't know.
He can't even understand her. Shit.
Both of them is for diarrhea?
I'm Mike Furman here in Arizona. Oh,
no, there's one for diarrhea. I ain't choice.
You got diarrhea, Big Eddie?
Okay.
So it's not like what
you're
doing.
Okay. So
it's
just okay.
I'm
Oh, man, tell the girl go get us some goddamn business, shit. Big Eddie.
What up, man?
You got diarrhea, dog?
Yeah, man, all of a sudden it just came on.
Oh, wow.
Stomach cramping like crazy.
Oh, yeah. Is
you know, you're taking all this different medicine, man. That happened.
Oh,
I ain't really
yeah,
eating
yeah,
nothing.
That
I ate what
effect.
I could.
Right. That can have an effect on you.
Yeah, man.
That can have an effect on you.
And then the pain, I had pain at the same time, man. I'm just trying to get back comfortable, man.
Well, let me just give you a little word of advice. When you fart, let it ease out. Yeah, don't just blatantly fart.
I'm trying not to, man.
Yeah, let it ease out.
Yeah, I know that. You know, I'm trying not to do that at all because.
Right. No, you got the
part. I got all these
bandages
on me and stuff, man. Yeah,
but
like I say, I
got
all these bandages on me. Yeah.
You got to release the gases.
I'm straight.
Yeah, just
be
careful when you fuck. That's all.
But I thought I heard somebody mention something about Leroy or something.
Is that NICOR or people's gas?
Man, the people can have it. I don't want it.
Oh, we got damn tea in the motherfucker.
All right, I'm on.
Oh shit.
Yeah, the people can have this. Everything that's going on right now, I can pass it on. I don't wish it on nobody.
Nobody gonna accept that too much.
That's good. They do. They ain't gonna like it.
Oh, I already know. Shit. Nobody want none of that.
Man. She pretty much gives me straight, though.
Oh, that's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing. Well, Eddie, I'm going to cut y'all loose,
man.
I got to get up early. Shit.
All right, man.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I got to be up in about, 5 hours. So, yeah, it's been a pleasure,
man.
To the Vicks and the goddamn Misters, I'll see y'all soon, hopefully. And you'll definitely holler. Yes,
nice crowd on here too. I guess all the bad boys that want to come on here tonight because on here they ain't so bad, not now. It will be proven step by step. Only had one real racer come on here. No, I had a few. And a few real racers came on here. Vic, Nephew, Marvin. Y'all came on here, man. And I know when y'all talk, y'all mean business tonight. They might want to deny my brother, but he all right. He going to be all right. We all going to be all right. And if we got to knock each other upside of each other head, to get it straight, and then that's what we gonna do. But we all gonna be family doing it.
Think everybody gone here. You can pull the plug on this show.
All right, kid. We'll do that then, man. No problem with me. I mean, I'll just try to do it. You know. Yeah, I just try to do it for y'all and come on and have a little fun, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll holler at you, Eddie. Good night.
All right, kid. Good night, y'all.
We've got some really big news.